You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Shut up!
You idiot!
It's Midnight in America with Freedom Fighter Chucky and the Reverend Tobias Freeman, the new kings of conservative talk radio, making the loony left run in fear.
Welcome to Midnight in America. I'm Freedom Fighter Chucky, and I'm here with the good Reverend Tiberius. What's up, Rev?
Chucky. If I was any better, I'd be Black Superman. Laser beams shooting out of my eyes.
We need a Black Superman.
We do need a Black Superman.
A brother from another mother.
Yeah. We need a Black Superman to stop all these racist Democrats from trying to get in office, Chucky.
Well, let me tell you. You know, we weren't on last week because I was out feeding my turkeys. And wouldn't you know it, one bit the sack.
He bit the sack?
He bit me right in the sack. I couldn't believe it. Turkey feed went everywhere. I went down and I threw out my pack.
Oh, Chucky. That's bad. That is bad. First you get a little nibble on the daddy bag, then you hurt your back.
It does. It was horrible. I was in there for 4.5 hours. Turkeys everywhere. Them shitting all over me.
Watch your mouth now, Chucky. Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I'm an old farmer. Ooh. You know, sometimes that just gets me fired up. You know, and I bet you that turkey was a god dang it Democrat.
I bet he was, too. That's the kind of turkeys they would raise, is the kind that would just bite you right in the sack. Just peck your sack. That's the kind of people Democrats are. That's what they want. That's what they get. They probably hide that turkey to put out there on your farm.
And you know what? I named it Joe Biden, and I sent him off to slaughter. He's probably somebody's sandwich right now.
Oh, that's good. I hope he's a boar's head, because I sure do like that boar's head.
Those boar heads are good. But I don't know how the boars get in the turkeys. I just don't understand that.
Chucky, it's just a name, Chucky.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's not for real. It's just a marketing thing. They call it boar's head meats because it's just all the meats. They got ham. They got turkey. They got lamb. You name it. If it's meat, they got it. It's a wonder right now that boar's head is probably going to be reaching out to us to be a new sponsor.
That would be great. Sponsor the show. I could eat for free. Like sell my turkeys. Because I don't know where they go after I send them off the slot. I don't care. I just take the money, go back and buy more turkeys.
Do it, Chucky. It's an industry. And you, sir, you are a small businessman. Now, nobody loves a small businessman like the Republicans.
Oh, heck yeah. Like our brother, President Trump. Did you see that he decided not to do that tariff thing because they gave in to him in Mexico?
I did, Chucky. You know what? That is an accomplishment for our great president. He went down there and told them what was what. And sure enough, they sending 6,000 troops to their side of the border to try to keep people from coming over. Now, that is effective bargaining, Chucky. Effective bargaining. And all you libtard snowflake, go outside, cry, get in your safe space, people who screamed about Trump. You got nothing to say now, do you? Because the man got the job done. He protecting this country, Chucky. He protecting this country.
He delivered like the Lord said he would deliver.
He did, Chucky.
Amen.
He did.
Amen, brother.
Like the Lord delivered me and you, Chucky. That's how Trump is delivering for our great country.
Praise Jesus is all I gotta say.
Now, I got to tell you something, Chucky. I got a lot bothering me this week. A lot to talk about. As bad as your daddy bag injury was, nothing could be worse than the Democrats putting that racist womanizer, former Vice President Joe Biden, up to run for president of these great United States. I just can't believe it, Chucky. The backward thinking of these Democrats.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Is there nobody else to take over the sinful work of the Democrat than Joe Biden?
Chucky,
really?
Chucky, Chucky.
I mean, come on. Look at that man. He looks like a pervert.
Well, Chucky, he is a pervert. He's a pervert and a racist.
Wasn't he part of some Klan thing going on or something back in the 70s? I mean, my God, the man's been around forever.
We'll get into that, Chucky. We'll get into that. We're going to unravel this thing. It's like when you pull out too much tape and the tape gets stuck together. And then this is your last piece of tape. So you got to try to peel it apart because it's all sticky and stuck to itself. But it just ends up getting wadded up in a ball. So you end up having to just peel back a layer by layer by layer. Until you get to that sticky part that you can put on anything.
I hate that last piece of tape. I see that little thing undo, and I just like, I'm going to throw you away. I'm done. I'm not going to even fight you, Satan.
Satan is responsible for the terror you feel when you see that last piece of tape. He makes you respond by throwing that tape away.
I do, and I throw it. I throw it at that turkey that bit my sack. I throw it hard.
Chucky, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Not vengeance is mine, saith the Chucky. You gonna get your vengeance when you sell that turkey and it ends up on my sandwich. Because the
That's
Lord
right,
giveth
Rube.
And the Lord taketh away,
he
Chucky.
He sure does.
Amen.
And when he takes away, it is good.
Let's get into this top layer. Why is the good Reverend Tobias Freeman saying that Joe Biden is a racist and a womanizer? Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, people. It's not just Joe Biden. It's the whole Democratic Party that's racist. You just heard right there on the intro to our show, Joe Biden say he couldn't go into a 7-Eleven without talking like Hapu the Indian. Now, come on, that was in 2007.
That's not that long ago. And let me tell you, right out here in Amarillo, there's no Apus working at 7-Eleven. Just good old country boys.
That's right, Chucky. In Mississippi, when I walk in to a 7-Eleven, there's a brother behind the counter working that job. Hard-working Americans. And what the black man had to go through to be able to get a job working at a 7-Eleven is something I take seriously. So when I heard that a new book had come out from not only a prominent left-wing journalist, but author Ryan Grimm, talking about the racism and other problems in the Democratic Party. Now, folks, this isn't coming from some hard right-wing writer or lecturer. This is coming from a man in their own party. Now, listen to this, Chucky. In the book, he outlines how in 1973, Joe Biden lectured to the City Club in Cleveland, Ohio. And he said what he thought was good for the Negro. Now, What he said was, I do not buy the concept popular in the 60s that we suppressed the black man for 300 years. Well, Mr. Biden, I think you've forgotten about slavery. Did you just forget about that part of history? And then he goes on to say that he doesn't believe that the white man was far ahead in the race for everything our society offered. And he said, we must now give the black man a head start or even hold the white man back to even the race? I don't buy that. I'm not responsible for what my grandfather did. He owned slaves, but that ain't my responsibility. Now, first off, let me tell you something, Mr. Biden. The only race a black man needs to have a head start in is one getting a job. There's no way a white guy is going to beat a black guy in another race. It ain't going to happen. You could put some in-shape white guy out there on the track, and I'll put Fat Albert on there, and they'll have a race. And Fat Albert, he still won't need that head start. He'll still beat you because you bred us for 300 years.
You are bred for 300 years to do what?
Chucky, slavery.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still on some pain pillars here from my back Lord. Sack issue.
Oh, Lord. Last week it was the wild turkey. This week it's painkillers. Chucky, what am I going to do with you?
I know. I think I need one of those intervention things. It's just because these Democrats, they get me so fired up. You know? I sit there and I read stuff on Twitter. I read stuff on Facebook. I read stuff on MySpace. Yes, I got a MySpace. It's still a legitimate thing. And I just get so mad at what Joe Biden's doing.
And Chucky, it ain't like it's changed. He hasn't changed. His tune is the same as it's been ever since he was a young man in a Democratic Party that, let's not forget, was the ones who were against the Civil Rights Movement. Folks, learn your history. It wasn't the Republicans blocking legislation. It was the Democrats.
The dirty, scoundrel Democrats.
And Joe Biden is one of those Democrats.
The dirty, scoundrel.
You dirty Democrats down there, the black folks that are still stuck on the plantation of the Democratic Party, when your Lord and Savior Barack Obama first came into office as a senator, Joe Biden said Barack Obama was the first mainstream black man who was articulate, bright, clean, and a nice-looking guy. Come on now. Are you kidding me?
I can think of like 500 off the top of my head. Better than Obama.
Chucky, my mama always used to say that I had more degrees than a thermometer. All right? I am educated. I am articulate. I am clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And God's bath towel is hanging up for me to use because I stay clean.
You wiping clean society is what you're doing. Of the sinners, the fornicators, those queer sexuals.
It amazes me how the Democratic Party has changed what it's trying to pretend to say. It went from the party of racist white men to all of a sudden claiming it was for the poor black man.
Anything to do to make with a buck. That's all they want to do is just make money. They steal our money.
It's true, Chucky. And then these fools who are still stuck on this Democratic plantation. And let me tell you why I call it the plantation. If they had their choice, we would still be picking cotton and singing about it on an underwear commercial. But we ain't gonna do that no more. Why do you think the government built low-income housing and put it in areas that weren't near affluent white people?
Because they don't want to see it.
That's right, Chucky.
Out of sight, out of mind.
They didn't want to see it, and they didn't want us to get ahead. I said they didn't want us to get ahead. So they put us there in the slave shacks to keep us on the plantation. And every once in a while, they give us a little something. And what do we do? What do? We do a little jig. We do a little dance. And we sing a little song. And, you know, swing low. And that's what they want.
That's all it is. It's just trying to get the black man to dance.
It is.
And they can keep them doing whatever they're doing.
To be the dancing house Negro. That's what they want. That's what they want. And Joe Biden is the Klan leader that they want to take over. Now, I'm pretty sure that he and Robert Byrd from West Virginia used to burn crosses in people's yards together.
I bet there's photos.
I bet there is too, Chucky. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Joe Biden didn't ask Bull Connor if he could volunteer for Alabama's fire department in the 60s just so he could spray black people with fire hoses.
You know, Rev, I bet that was kind of fun, like a big old slip and slide. I remember when my daddy and my uncle used to spray us all the time with their big hose. We'd fall down, be all sticky, get back up, and we'd get sprayed again. Oh, it was just a good old time.
Joe Biden pictures the black man as sitting in front of a Popeye's chicken, eating watermelon and shooting basketball. That's the kind of picture he has of the black man.
Disgraceful.
And it hadn't changed. It hadn't changed. You think the Democratic Party has changed? In 2016, Bill de Blasio made a joke that he was on CP time because he was late to endorse Hillary Clinton. Now, every black person knew that CP time meant colored people's time. And Hillary Clinton's racist ass tried to cover it up. Pardon my French, Chucky. Pardon my French. But I'm fired up on this one. Fired up.
Fire away, Rev.
Hillary Clinton tried to cover it up by saying it meant cautious politician time. Come on now. And you fools went out and voted for her to run against Trump. You fools did that.
Which is funny, because I don't know any cautious politicians, do you?
I have never met a cautious politician in my life. The most cautious they got was when they flash out their card that says they a U.S. senator when they get pulled over for drunk driving.
Mm-hmm. It's all true. Especially the Democrats. I've smelled chicken feces that smell better than a Democrat.
Speaking of that, Chucky, I'm looking at you right now. And you might have a little of that turkey. Maybe on your face there. I don't know. Sorry, Chucky, I think that just might be your mustache.
It might be. It just might be. It could be turkey feces. I just came in from feeding the turkeys not too long ago. It's been a long, hot day.
Hard man's work.
It is a hard man's work. Sweating, overalls full of turkey feces.
It can't be easy for a man like you to go out every day and love those turkeys.
I do. They're my babies, I tell you.
And give them the essential nutrients they need, like our Lord and Savior.
That's right.
Gives us his word.
I got to put a little bit of Jesus in them.
When you put a little Jesus in you, you only want more. Now, speaking of turkeys, women If you're voting Democrat and you're voting for Joe Biden, you are a turkey. You done lost your ever-loving mind, because not only is Joe Biden a racist, he's a creeper and a womanizer. He's like that one uncle at the family reunion that no one will let their kids around.
Hell yeah.
And yet, you still gonna have some ignorant women out there that'll be like, oh, I love Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden. Well, you know what? A lot of people out there gave our president a whole lot of hard time about saying he was going to grab a woman by her undercarriage. Now, I can't say the word.
It was all fake news anyways, put out by the liberal media.
You're right, Chucky. I think what they did was cut the words so it would sound like he was saying that. I don't believe that a man of God like President Trump would have said something like that.
I mean, if you just look at the way the man carries himself, it's the way a religious man carries himself. Finely dressed, good posture, long flowing hair.
It is the way a good Christian family man presents himself. Now, if he had been a part of the Democratic Party, I would have been more likely to believe that he had said something like that. Because Joe Biden isn't the only creeper and womanizer in the Democratic Party. As a matter of fact, the people they voted in to be their leaders during the 20th century were all womanizers.
Mm-hmm.
FDR had a girlfriend. JFK had so many girlfriends, his dad had to tell him, quit bringing them into the White House.
Then you got Bill Clinton.
Jimmy Carter was a woman. And then you right, Chucky. You got Slick Willie mm-hmm. Clinton. Lord, how many women was that man with?
Like 300. And not to mention, none of them were good looking. Monica, really?
Chucky. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I'm pretty sure Slick Willie was blind.
I'm pretty sure too, because that girl had a double chin like you would not believe.
Chucky, probably the things he did to that double chin.
Oh, he probably fornicated that double chin.
Chucky, you're getting a little graphic now. We got to dial it back. But I'm going to tell you something. Even Hillary was a womanizer.
She sure is.
Because you don't think that Billy Boy was actually sleeping with Hillary. That wasn't happening. And from what I've heard, Hillary would grab another woman faster than Bill. Now, I can't tell you who I heard that from, because Hillary might have him killed. So let's just keep that on the down low. I'll tell you after the show.
So you think Hillary was once a guy and possibly had surgery?
I would believe that if she wasn't from the South and a racist. Because if she's a racist from the South, she ain't going to be no. Well, no, you know what? I take that back. It might make her more likely to be a cross-dresser.
I think you're right. Maybe Bill Clinton was gay. He was one of them queer-mo-sexuals.
I think you're on to something, Chucky. I think you're on to it.
We need to call Alex Jones and get him on this.
Alex Jones would probably be the man for that job.
He would be. Him or Roger Stone. True Americans.
They are true Americans, Chucky. They are the truest of Americans. And while Alex Jones may be a lunatic, he is a proud American.
damn straight, and he's a Texan too, so that's all right with me.
I believe y'all lunatics out there, Chucky.
We are.
Oh, man.
We do some crazy stuff. You don't even want to know what's going on Saturday night.
Woo, Chucky, woo. Now, Chucky, over this last 2 weeks, I've been thinking about that abortion thing that we talked about. And when I started digging into the history of the Democratic Party, and I was digging in, I seen there were so many womanizers in the Democratic Party. A bell went off, and I realized that the reason Democrats are for abortion is because all they leaders is getting women knocked up, and they can't have that. So they got to be for abortion so they can get rid of the evidence.
Sturdy Democrats, I tell you. They're always trying to be one step ahead of us. They never will be, though, because we're smarter than they were.
You know what we doing right now, Chucky? We melting snowflakes.
Oh, there you go. I feel the flood. I had to like roll up my pantaloons because of the water rushing through the panhandle of Texas right now from the melting snowflakes.
Ooh, Chucky.
We are the heat miser from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Woo, we are the heat miser, and we bringing the heat, Chucky. We are bringing
the heat with a damp blowtorch.
Now, I tell you, Chucky, I don't know what's more surprising. The fact that anyone could hear this and not know the truth, or that you wear pantaloons.
I think both.
I can't imagine looking at Chucky out there in his pantaloons.
They're fabulous pantaloons, by the way. Comfortable. Made by Tim's Pantaloons over on 5th Street in Amarillo, Texas. Come on by and tell them Chucky sent you. You'll get 10% off. I had to do a little plug. Couldn't help myself. Gotta make some money. I'm a businessman.
Woo! That was hot, Chucky. That was hot.
Woo! Yeah, make some money, Rev. I mean, come on. World revolves around money. That's what those liberal Democrats don't realize. That's why they like socialism so much.
Chucky, you are the poster child for free enterprise.
Maybe I should run for president.
Chucky, you could run for president. You could beat that Joe Biden.
Oh, I could beat him easily. I think I'll wait, though, until our Lord and Savior Donald J. Trump is done with being in office.
Don't be blasphemous, Chucky. Don't be blasphemous.
But, you know, I wonder if he is the coming.
Chucky.
He's going to save us all from those Democrats.
Chucky.
The sinful, dirty Democrats.
No man knoweth the time and place. We can only look for our Savior's face. Now, speaking of the Lord, right now, America, the Lord cannot be very happy with us, because I hear that this month is Gay Pride Month. And we talked last time about how the Lord felt about homosexuality. So to devote a whole month to it.
Just crazy. Queer Most Sexual Month.
They trying to ruin this country and make it so the Lord will no longer bless us.
It's just disgraceful.
It is disgraceful, Chucky.
Guys walking around with chaps on leashes. Oh.
That's one of the most disgusting things I can think of is chaps with a dog collar. Those two things just don't even go together.
It's ungodly.
Are you a cowboy or are you a pit bull? Maybe you're not even a pit bull. You probably some leg hound.
I would guess if they're queer-mosexual, they'd be a poodle.
You're right, Chucky.
Some type of toy dog.
They probably would be a poodle.
A sodomizing poodle.
You hit the nail right on the head, Chucky. You hit it right on the head. They are sodomizing poodles.
That is the sex move of the devil, if I remember my Bible study correctly.
The devil is in control of the Democratic Party and the homosexuals. Now, let me tell you something, folks. They trying to mask it as love. And they say you can't be responsible for who you love. But if that's the case, if that's true, then you are also saying that pedophiles can't help who they love. And because they love little boys and little girls, that ought to be okay because that's who they love. But I'm going to tell you something. Sticking your thing in an underage kid isn't correct. I don't care how much you love them. Now, what happens when people like your neighbor Billy, that lives over there behind you, remember that time that you caught him with that horse and he had it in rubber boots? Do you remember telling me about that, Chucky?
Oh, I do. I remember. It was horrifying.
It was horrifying.
Sticking your chicken where you can't make children ain't godly.
But Billy said he loved that horse. Does that make bestiality okay?
Apparently it does to the Democrats. We'll have to ask Joe Biden. We should have him on our show. You think he'll come on our show?
Joe Biden is scared to come on our show.
He's a melting snowflake right now.
He is.
Shivering in his boots, scared of Chucky and the Rev.
We like a solar flare hitting the earth. It's just melting.
We're like a hot summer June day in a fat person's butt crack.
Sweating. Making it sweat. We're making them sweat.
It's swampy in here, Rev.
It is swampy. Woo, I tell you, Chucky. I don't know how we gonna solve the world's problems when fools are still voting for these libtard, left-wing, ridiculous, no-sense-having. Chucky, I want to slap. I want to walk right up, and I want to take my hand, and I want to slap them. I want to slap them like a pimp and then walk away. That's what
I know.
Do.
I'm the same way. But you know how I deal with a Rev? I have to take another Vicodin. I'll be right back.
Chucky, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Chucky. What am I going to do with
you? Hey, the Lord made painkillers, and the doctor prescribed them to me.
And on the eighth day, God created Percocet, and he said it was good.
He said it was really good.
I'm just playing, folks. I'm just playing. You know,
it's all just a joke for your schmoozing.
Yeah, it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Just a joke. Unlike that queer, homosexual loving Joe Biden, he's not a joke. He's a crazy crackpot we have to deal with. He is pretty much the 20th century Hitler.
He is the 20th century
Hitler. He's going to round up all the straight white guys, and he's going to kill them all in concentration camp.
And then he's going to try to turn the black man back into a slave.
He sure the hell is.
Because he wants us out there singing, "That's no flim flammy mammy," while we dance with spears and throw cotton at our children.
That's how the socialists make money right there. Keeping the brother repressed and working for 10 cents, maybe nothing at all, being slaves. I'm a farmer. I got no slaves in my field. Just a bunch of hardworking boys.
You know why, Chucky? Because you a good American.
Oh, don't even start. You're being too kind to me. I just try to do my thing.
You're a good man. You're a good father. You're just a good person, Chucky. You're just good to the last drop, like Maxwell House.
They're great kids and all, but they got a beak on them, you know, just...
Chucky, you too much. Them jokes, turkeys and beaks and... I tell you, kids. Oh.
I'm kidding, though. I love them. It's just a Viking talking.
Yeah, Chucky, next week, hopefully the Viking won't be kicked in.
Hopefully they wear off. I don't like being on that Democratic juice.
You have a little more energy for the show and...
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to just, you know, really get into that idiot AOC's green initiative plan.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that.
Oh, we're going to get you started next week, Chucky. I'm going to start you like a lawnmower. I'm going to pull and pull and pull until you so started and revved up that you can't do anything else but unleash, Chucky.
Unleash the green beast is what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say, Chucky.
Grass clippings all over the place. Grass clippings of justice to melt liberal snowflakes. Right here on Midnight America.
The liberals right now are that grass being flung out of that lawnmower. They getting scattered to the wind with the truth.
I like a good analogy.
That's right. Awesome. Now, Chucky, I guess we should wrap this up and... let everybody know where they can find us.
Well, you can find us over at 12 a.m. USA. And you can find me over at ConChuckTX over on the Twitter. Where can they find you, Rev?
Oh, you can find me on the Twitter at Tobias Reverend. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/12AMUSA. Also, you can find us on every podcatcher in the world. We are all over, worldwide. If you've got a podcatcher, you can find us.
Midnight America is like Sherwin Williams. We are covering the world in truth paint.
We are truth paint. Is what we are coating the world with. We are spreading our truth paint all over the people.
Dripping off the chins of Americans.
It is dripping off the chins.
It's just beautiful.
Also, we have a YouTube channel that you can go and subscribe to as well. Just go to YouTube and look up Midnight in America. You'll find us. All right, Chucky.
Whew. All right, brother.
We're going to get out of here.
All right. See you later, Rev.
See you, Chucky.